has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes as presented from the last meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Butch is still involved with the road tour up on Skyline there. So, Mary, if you've got some business for us, we can jump to some of your stuff if you'd like.
I can do that.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I haven't got a lot for you today. I have a... This is from the public health nurse, from Stephanie Lund, and these are the contracts for the public health, between public health, state public health, and the county for public health nurses and that program. And then the other part is for our county health officer. And this is funding. We get $9,000 from the state for our county to support our county health officer.
Okay.
So that's what that is.
Do we have to redo those every year?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, two times.
Okay. So one is for the county health officer.
That's county health officer. And this one is for the public health.
Public health nurse?
Yep.
Same old stuff.
Okay. And we'll need to adopt those by motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve those two contracts after everybody's had a chance to
second.
Look it over.
County employees. Sure. Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Has been moved and seconded that we approve both contracts, one from for a public health nurse and the other for
public health officer.
Public health official.
Yeah. County health officer.
Yeah. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Just one?
Two times.
Two times?
Mm-hmm.
Another time?
Yeah, next page too.
Oh, gotcha.
Think so. I think everything else that I have revolves around a
budget. Yep. Okay, very good. Ron, we're going to move you up to the front of the class. How's that?
I figured that out when I walked in the door.
Yeah, come on up.
I didn't have anything.
Yeah, nothing. You, so you're not going to wait for Butch?
No.
Okay, sounds good.
I'd like to stay for Ron, but.
Yeah. It's always riveting.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Skyler.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning, Ron.
Got a couple little equipment issues that I'm going to have to deal with. We have a leak right now on the scraper. Fuel leak that on the forward motor that we have not yet been able to identify. As I leave here, I'm going to go to Baumgars and get a little scope that will help me accommodate that. Maybe I can figure it out, because you can't tell what it is where it is.
Mm-hmm. Right, but and, you do know it's fuel.
Rock Springs Cat is down four mechanics right now, and so scheduling will be difficult, but yeah, we will manage it.
Okay. I don't know if it's a possibility, but if you can't figure it out, maybe Butch could just send a mechanic out, maybe just to help you look and figure it out.
I'm all for
if
that.
If he's available.
I'm all for that.
So perhaps if you, after you get your scope and you work on it a little bit, maybe give Butch a call or a weekend. I mean, but mm-hmm. he'll be able to send somebody out only if they're not busy.
It's all good. Okay. We're not in any crisis.
Okay.
And we won't be because we'll just stay out of it.
Very good.
Okay.
It's that easy, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to have to do a little work as far as baler lining goes. But I do have money budgeted in the upcoming budget for that, and it won't be extensive. And we will be doing it in-house because I do have an employee very capable of handling that for us, and that's Pat Johnson.
Good.
So we're okay there. Because of that, we're going to have to change our operation up just a little bit to increase the capacity of our loose fill area on level 3 that we've got closed at present to keep the wind out of it, because we'll have to have a week's availability to cover the time that the baler's down while we work on it. So we're still 3 weeks into scheduling this event so that the event turns out a good outcome.
Right, right.
But that's coming up.
Okay. How much downtime do you anticipate on the baler?
No more than a week and probably less.
Okay.
And as we get into it, I've been involved in all of the baler lining since I've been there, and that's been most of them. And this is not nearly as significant as some that we've done. So I think we're okay.
Okay.
If I get into a situation where I'm not getting it accomplished as fast as I need to because it's not working like I thought, at that point I'm going to panic and I'm going to call Road and Bridge and I'm going to get their welder down there to help us.
Okay.
But until then, I'm going to approach it this way because there's less room. Well, we're better off doing it with one unless we have to do it with two.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
And I don't have another thing.
Excellent. Anything for Ron, gentlemen?
No. Nope. Yeah, things are going well.
Yeah. Good deal. Good work, Ron.
Thank you.
Yep. If you need help from Butch and his mechanic, give him a buzz. If you need help from us, give us a buzz.
I will. There is one thing that I would like to approach, and I don't know how to go about this. We are going to, at some point in the very near future, be looking for a set of grader tires. Okay? And we have... I believe everybody's familiar with the truck I'm talking about, the old white Pinedale water truck that left there to the fairgrounds and was and they upgraded to what they needed, and we took it out there because we thought it was something we could use.
Yeah.
And we found out that there's quite a bit of repair that it needs, and actually found out that the truck available to us from Road and Bridge, the spare truck that's parked in Piney, works way, way, way better than anything I could ever do with that little truck. Okay. Now, I know that there are procedures that have to be followed when it comes to selling stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. But I also know that I have a standing offer from a fellow that will trade me four brand new grader tires that I'm going to use that fit my grader for a truck that I can't use. So... that's something that I don't know if you want me to present you with dollar differences, because one's worth something, one's worth nothing, depending on your point of view.
Depending on what you're using it for, right? Get us the information. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just put that information together, and then we can...
Who would you like me to use? Who would you feel comfortable with placing a value on that old water truck? What, Tom, are you?
No.
Not in a position?
What year is it?
Oh, 82. Automatic transmission, 350.
It ain't worth a lot. Right?
It's the old Pinedale water truck.
What are the tires worth?
Tires are worth what the greater tires are worth.
Right. So
and
that's
what
I'm,
we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Depends on
you.
Which ones, anywhere from 900 to 1900
right.
a piece.
Okay. So get me the information on the tires. Can mm-hmm. you do that?
You bet. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And what the tires are worth, and then we can go from there.
I'll just get a quote from Tire Dender for that specific tire.
Okay. Make sure we're doing apples to apples, the same tire.
Oh, the exact same
yeah.
tire.
Okay.
Yeah. It will be that brand, that size.
Yeah.
You might talk to Billy.
Oh, well, I thought I talked.
He probably got that information on what those tires cost, right at his desk somewhere.
He does, and I spoke with Billy about the water truck. And discussed that with him first to make sure that he was okay with me utilizing the one that's down there, which is the most beneficial to me. And he said, absolutely no problem. I further asked him if he had an opinion about, I didn't discuss the tire trade because that hadn't come up yet, but I asked him if he had any problem or any future need for that truck, and he said, absolutely not. The fellow's from out of state, and he's seen it. He's asked me about it twice. I told him it may come up in auction, but then I told him that I didn't think the auction was going to be any time in the real near future, and he wants it this summer. So I will certainly do that. Would you like me to present that at the next meeting, or can I provide that information ahead of time?
Go ahead and provide it ahead of time.
Okay.
The guy that wants it's from out of state.
Out of state. You'll never see it again once it leaves.
That's good.
Go ahead.
It's going to water his motorcycle track.
Okay.
So, if you would get me some information on the vehicle so we make sure we've got title and everything for that truck.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, you bet.
So, I need that. But the other thing is that before we sell or whatever, we do have to advertise to the public.
Yep, that's right.
So.
That's why I'm asking for the information
okay,
on the tires.
Well, I wasn't sure. Yeah. That's, you know.
Yeah. This isn't something we can just make a swap on. We'll have to make it.
Well, I didn't know if it was or wasn't.
Well, we just need to make it legal.
Sure
make
we
it
do.
Right.
Sure we do.
Yeah.
So. And transparent.
Yeah. And, you know, for what the tires are worth, if we advertise, that's what we're asking for the water truck, and if nobody bids on it, then perhaps we can make a deal. So we just need to know the number.
Delightful. That's easy.
Okay. Sounds good, Ron. Thanks.
You bet.
Thanks, Ron.
Y'all have a good day.
See you later, Ron.
Commissioner Rawhauser, why don't you start the bills around?
Sure.
Get those going.
Give my very, very brief report of what I've been doing for the county since our last meeting.
Very, very brief report?
Yes.
Sure.
Took a tour with Butch. That's really what's happened since then. Very informative. Unbelievable the country we saw.
It's amazing the road deals that the county is in.
Yes. Isn't it? And they have done a fantastic job, according to me, which I don't know much about, but they were smooth on the Jack Creek and Del Creek Road on all the problems they've had. They've pretty much got them solved for right now. There's work to be done, of course. But
sure.
So,
yeah.
That's all
say,
I have, Mr. Chairman.
Mac, did Butch say if they're getting what they need from the Forest Service in terms of doing some mitigation off the road easement to address that issue?
He said that they were struggling
some going
with,
there.
Wasn't it digging the ditches right there, right at below the Victor Mack place. But
well, and also there at Del Creek.
Yeah, well, that's it, yeah. Right above the Del Creek where they join.
Yes.
But they're working on it.
Okay.
And also there was some, I guess, concern expressed with the McKee gravel pit and trying to get an easement across that little corner forest.
We'd like to get an easement from the forest.
From the Forest Service.
Yeah. Right.
Are we still in negotiations with that? Or
as far as I know, we are.
Still on the table?
I think so.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Rawhauser. Commissioner Mobile, do you have anything to report?
I contacted Elena Zippel. We mentioned in the last meeting. She's going to be here on the 21st when Joe Sharkey's here. We'll kind of go over the endowed thing in more detail at that point.
Okay. And that's tomorrow. What time is Sharkey's?
10, I believe.
10 tomorrow morning?
I believe.
I think there's a good chance I can't make
that. Is Sharkey going to be there tomorrow?
Tomorrow, but I haven't the calendar.
I know that was, I thought it was one with Silver Star.
Oh, that's Silver Star tomorrow. That's right.
Sharkey's going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. And that is 10 o'clock?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Okay, let me know.
The other thing is we met with the Forest Service, a couple of us, discussed the rocks. I think we're gaining. Again, I hear we're getting more rocks. There's a couple options there. Either we take control of them, which is a decision we all need to make together, or we let them have control of them so they have the liability. I think that's right. The discussion Butch is going to bring to the table here in a little bit.
Okay. Well, there's a plus and a positive and a negative to both of those.
Yes, I believe so.
Because if we take over that, then that's a lot of rock. It's a lot of work. But then we have control over our road and our easement. To me, that seems to be a viable possibility, although it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I didn't know which way everybody leaned on that. I think we just need to discuss it amongst us more when Butch is here.
Okay.
And plus, it depends on what Rio Verde comes up with as their plan for dealing with all of it.
Sure.
So maybe we're a little ways out from that.
Okay.
I believe that's it on my part.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Burnett.
Mr. Chairman, I might just...
Go ahead.
Only thing I would add to that is I think Rio Verde is going to be doing a plan for what makes sense in terms of managing the rocks, and I think when they get that done, that's going to answer the direction forward.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. That sounds like a good idea. Okay. Commissioner Burnett, do you have anything that you'd like to bring up at this time?
Just briefly that you and I met with the CEO from St. John's. I did take that.
At their request.
At their request, exactly. Took that tour with Butch in the North County, and do anticipate on being at that meeting with Silver Star tomorrow.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. That's good, because there's a good chance I won't be there.
That's it.
Thank you. Commissioner Bowsley.
There appears to be an issue coming up with, got a call yesterday concerning the...
With who's that?
Boy Scout camp at Newport Lake.
Mm, okay.
And they leased that from the Forest Service.
Okay.
And they don't pay anything for it, but the terms of the lease is they help clean up campgrounds and that kind of stuff around there.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I've got to follow up with Forest Service when I get more information. But apparently, there's a
demand that they take down the buck and rail fence and replace it with barbed wire. And apparently the Forest Service is not satisfied with the color of the signs that denote the different camping sites, because the Forest Service lady, when was asked, why do we need to change this, because I don't like the signs, that's why you're doing it. So I've got an issue to follow up with there, and I'll try to follow up with that as soon as I can get some more detailed information.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's no surprise to me, knowing who they're dealing with.
I understand.
Okay. So, anyway,
all right.
It is what it is.
Right.
I've got Western Governors next week. I'll be going to that in Montana.
Okay.
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. You'll see here. All right. So, are you going to talk with Elena tomorrow then?
Yeah, what?
Tom?
The attachments that didn't go through on the email. Asked for how many miles of bike path and such various questions like that.
Right.
Do you guys, Mary, anybody have a suggestion to fill out those three things quick and get back to her?
Once I see the forms, I haven't seen the forms.
Okay. I can get them to you.
Okay. Can you get the forms? And, I mean, cause like, the rec board's going to know how much bike path is.
Maybe. So I think if we could maybe possibly get some of that filled out and I can hand it off to her tomorrow. I know that's short. It probably won't happen. So.
What is this for?
What in Dow?
It's that in Dow regional assessment. There's like three or four different forms there, and I noticed that the town of Pinedale, it must have been Haley, I think, started, or somebody with the Main Street project.
It was Tammy Cross.
Oh, was that Tammy?
I think.
Okay.
And I tried to call her yesterday, but she didn't answer. So maybe
she's got a good start on the
right.
On the restaurant part of it, and you know those type that one particular form. I think after reading her response, it sounds like she's got that pretty well covered.
I think she'll be there tomorrow morning. So will Elena with Silver Star, and we can touch base on it. Is my intention.
Okay.
Hopefully get a direction.
All right.
Library.
So, all right, very good.
Mr. Chairman, along the same line with Endow.
Yeah.
Endow is having a conference here next Thursday, Friday.
29th and 30th, yeah.
It's at the Lovett Room.
Yeah.
And
it's the Endow, what is it? Do they call it an executive committee?
I don't know. They have 27 people on their board.
This is like a statewide task force appointed by the governor, right?
That's right. And the person in charge is Jeremiah Arena.
Right.
Right.
So that's
we'll be meeting here in Pinedale for 2 days.
Thursday and Friday. Thursday night, Jeremiah called me and asked if I would give them a welcome at their evening function. So I have that on my schedule to do so. He also asked me to just briefly cover economic development needs in our county and rural communities. So briefly, I will, and I will bring up the broadband issue and make sure that the whole committee is aware that that's foremost here in our economic development issues here in Sublette County. Is there any other things that I need to bring up briefly at that meeting, at that welcome? And remember that it is a welcome. It's not for me to get up there and preach to them, but I do want to give them a few things to think about.
I kind of mentioned to you what I have. Broadband's obviously number one.
Yeah.
Industrial park expansions or something there.
Industrial park, business park.
Business park, something to get all the people that are having zoning issues from where they are a chance to get in compliance.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for shouldering that responsibility.
Yeah, you know, it was big of me not to assign that out.
And I have not told you no yet.
Yeah. Just because I received a personal invitation from Jeremiah. Otherwise, I'd have probably farmed it out.
Did you have any progress with Bob Rule and the generator?
I haven't even talked to Bob, to be right honest with you. I was going to, and I haven't yet.
Well, that's kind of where I've left it.
Yeah, me too. So we probably won't hear about it until it runs out of propane again. So, did we ever find any indication of who agreed to be responsible?
I was going to talk to Dave Langford, but I haven't done it.
What we need is we need something in writing is what we need.
Yeah.
So if you can find something, or just put something in writing, Tom. There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Whatever you want to do there, we're behind you. Let's see. Joel, did you get the email on the Pinedale RMP update session? From Lauren McKeever.
I did.
Okay.
When is that?
Let me just check again here.
I have to get it entered in my.
Let's see here.
I'm assuming this has to do with the Sage Grouse 9 plan amendment.
You know, probably. I guess it's just an update session. She just called it an RMP update session. June 28th.
Okay.
Are you at
just forward that
Western Governors?
I think I'm back, but
okay.
I leave Sunday and get back Wednesday.
Okay.
So whatever that is.
10-3, June 28th. Here at the Pinedale
here
Field.
Here in Pinedale?
Yeah, here at the Pinedale Field Office.
I'll try and
they'd like us to RSVP by the 23rd, which is Friday.
Okay. I'll give her RSVP.
Okay. Sounds good. And I believe that is all I have to report.
Driving.
Yeah, I'm just going to Prescott. But I checked the temperature in Prescott.
It's 100 million degrees.
It's not as bad as down in Phoenix. Phoenix had a high of 118 yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
I am still in Western Governors.
You're still in Western Governors that day. Okay. Is anyone available?
When is that? 28th. It's on a Wednesday.
28th.
Next Wednesday.
What was the occasion?
Yeah, what is it?
It's
an update on the Pinedale RMP by the local BLM.
BLM.
Office.
We're cooperators in the resource management plans, and it's an update on the Pinedale resource management plan with the BLM.
So it would be just a listening session for me. It sounds like it.
It sounds like they're just trying to update us on what's going on with the whole process.
I could be there.
Okay. Let me forward you this email.
Okay. Sure. They'll be talking about the Boulder Travel Management Plan.
Okay.
That's one of the things that they're working on as a follow-up.
Okay. Let's see. So you says you got it.
Whitefish.
Oh, nice.
Way up there, huh?
It's a long ways.
Yes, it is. Are you flying it or driving?
Yeah, I don't have the time to drive. It'd be nice drive.
If you could take your wife with you and enjoy some of the...
It's a long time of year for that.
Yep. Gotcha.
You're moving cows.
So where do you fly into? Kalispell?
Kalispell. Yeah. And it's not very far.
From there to Whitefish, right?
I think NACO staff guy will pick me up at the airport. He's getting in a day sooner. So.
Perfect.
Save renting a car.
Yeah.
Is that next week? Next week?
Yeah. Leave Sunday. Get back Wednesday night.
Mr. Crane, who's your colleague?
This is our ever-faithful summer intern. He's actually been working with us as a newspaper for a couple years now.
Cool.
Anthony Goulet.
Mm-hmm. Great, Anthony. Welcome. Where are you from, Anthony?
Thank
you. You're one of the Goulets from here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, excellent.
I figured I'd bring him in for a civic lesson.
Beautiful.
Say a civil lesson?
A civic lesson. Yeah, yeah, a civil lesson.
Well, he didn't come here for a civil lesson, I guarantee that.
Yeah.
Did you have some more that were folded in?
I got about three or four here.
So who do you belong to, Anthony?
Preston Goulet.
Yeah, Preston's your dad? Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You must be a junior.
Actually, I'm going into my senior year.
Okay. Right. Just finished your junior year.
Good for you, Anthony.
Yeah. Might as well learn the tricks of the trade, I guess.
Yeah, I bet you. Is this kind of what you're interested in, then? I mean, this is your lifelong ambition, or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Sitting in meetings like this.
Yeah. Journalism, though, that's your deal?
Is there just three
your deal?
Nope.
Yeah,
four, I think. Planning, we'll see. Yeah. Military is in the future, I think. Most gotcha. Immediately.
There you go.
Immediately, then afterwards.
Good for you.
Five.
Excellent. What branch of the military are you looking at?
Army, actually.
Yeah, good for you. Terrific.
There you go. Oh, there's three more.
Let's do it. Come on up.
Which must be sidetracked.
It must be. It's an excellent tour.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been 2 hours.
Oh, it takes a long time to discuss all them things.
I had in the next phase of our scholarship. Program. We've awarded the scholarships to the seniors, and there were 10 of those.
Yeah.
And then now we have the renewals. And the renewals were due last week, and I have to tell you that I haven't had time to scour every. I get them and I file them, but I want to make another run at my email to make sure I have everybody, because I'm missing a few. And usually what happens if I'm missing a few is because they didn't make grades, or they're not going back to school, or whatever. And so I want to make sure that I haven't messed up on my end. But my question to you guys is, and since we have three new commissioners, what we've done in the past is I go through and make sure that they have a 2.5 accumulative grade point average, and that they're still doing full-time school, and we've just continued their scholarships. I don't know if you guys want to look at those, because we're talking, let's see, 2, 4, 6. Probably looking at 2025 applications.
We're looking at what?
2025 applications.
Okay.
These are different applications than the beginning ones were that you looked at, though. They're a letter that says, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm studying, this is what my extracurricular activities are, and a copy of their transcript. That's it.
Okay.
We don't make them go through the same hocus-pocus that we do with
these
the
seniors.
These are
continuation.
They're continuing.
So, yeah, kids. So it's not a new application.
It's a renewal.
A renewal.
It's
okay.
A renewal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
these
that's
are
what
renewals
that is.
Of students who have been awarded this scholarship before.
And yeah. How many hours are considered full-time now?
12.
Really?
Yeah.
I know in the past you've had issues with some kids transferring and not letting you know, or not letting you, or staying in touch with you.
Yeah.
Have you had that instance this time?
With this, well, and that's what I want to follow up on, is I want to be able to look and make sure I have everybody, because they've pretty much, I've had a few walk in and bring their applications, which is fine, because I tell them, you know, whatever. And it's kind of, we've pushed the application period out far enough, because if we made it a June 1st requirement, a lot of them don't have their grades by then. Depending on where they're at school and that type of thing. So it takes them a little bit to get their application together, and primarily just getting their grades, because colleges tend to finish at different times in May. So that's kind of what that is. It's pretty simple as far as that goes. So, and I just want to make sure I got everybody, because I'd hate to have us have a snafu because we got crossed in the mail or whatever, that kind of thing. So I'd like to have the opportunity to do that. I do have two students for you to think about. One was designated as an alternate last year and has applied in hopes that there might be an extra scholarship out there. That's entirely up to you guys whether you want to do that or not, because I believe by the time we get this done that we will be able to reduce our financial obligation to the program. Because our continuing students, I mean, I've got 2, 4, 6, I had 7 that graduated
right
this year.
I'm so inclined in light of our economic situation here to just continue with the ones we have awarded scholarships to and not add back in any of the alternates. And this, we're kind of looking for a way to rein this in a little bit anyway, because we expanded it tremendously when there was lots of money flowing.
And talking with Mary, this was one of the things, and talking to the counselor here in Pinedale and the one in Big Piney, the fact that the alternate is a person that when the scholarship is given, the alternate is there for that person if they decide between graduation from high school and the first day of college, they're not going.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason.
Correct.
That's where the alternate comes in.
Correct.
But once that student enrolls, the alternate goes by the wayside.
Yeah.
And this is where, hopefully, with Mary's help, we can put something together by next year that is really kind of concrete how this is going to work.
Lays down the counselors.
And we've already made the move in that we didn't designate any alternates
right,
this
absolutely.
Year.
Right, absolutely. That's the beginning.
So that's the beginning
of that.
That
was the beginning.
Yeah. So. Okay.
But there seems to be a lot of confusion, even with the counselors, with getting information back from kids, all this kind of stuff that we can clean up and then bring to you guys to look at and go
good.
From there.
Good.
Well, and seeing the thing of it is with these kids know the drill. And
they've been through it.
They've been through it, and they know, they communicate with me. I'm giving up, I've got one whole year of kids that have graduated. I have two more years of kids that are upperclassmen. So the new coming seniors, the new coming juniors. And then I have last year's freshmen that will be sophomores. And they're a little shaggy. They're the ones that I mm-hmm. want to follow up on. I'm sure that there's probably several of these kids that didn't make grades.
Yeah.
And will fall away.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that I've got everybody. I want to make sure I've got all the applications. But those are also the same kids that I'm having trouble communicating with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think it's all
doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the other kids get it. They they talk to me. And the communication is a big deal.
Was the other student that you were talking about the student that missed the July 1st deadline, and now they're coming back in on this July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't have a problem with adding student back in. This student took a sabbatical to go on a church mission. And she's back, and now she's going back to school. She was unable. We had the discussion with her father.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she had started school.
What's that?
She had started.
Oh, yeah, she's back. Yeah, she had gone to school a year, then took a.
Okay.
She did a year
mission sabbatical,
mm-hmm.
and now she's going back. Well, she is back in school. She went back to school last year. Mm-hmm. She paid for that herself for that
last
year.
Yeah. Yep.
So now she wants to come back in at this budget, and I don't have a problem adding her back in.
Which is basically her third year in school.
It'll be her third year in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she missed. She was gone 18 months.
She's gone 18 months, and then she jumped back in last fall or something.
She started in the spring.
Did she start? Oh, that's right.
This spring, because she got back here in November, December.
That's right. She started back in the spring,
yeah.
But earlier when we were talking about an alternate that never received a scholarship but is looking for compensation.
Wants a way in now, yeah.
From somebody else's scholarship that flunked out or
right.
didn't want to go back to school or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Sure.
So at that point, I mean, it's okay, are you going to do that or are we going to reduce the program to say that those funds are available?
I think we need to pull our horns in.
I agree.
Yeah, I think moving forward, we decided this year we weren't going to have alternates,
right.
so that's our current position.
And this will be pulled in by attrition
right.
as we graduate.
Right. Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we can reevaluate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to give four scholarships or three or two.
Three or whatever.
Or whatever.
Well, and that's I think, what I tried to talk to you about earlier is that with the number of kids that we've got in this program right now, we have the opportunity to compact the program.
Yeah.
And you have the opportunity going forward to kind of rein that in.
Yeah.
So
let's not add the alternate in, and let's add the other kid in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you do have, and your old, the old rules that we've had is that, considerations given to the upperclassmen
mm-hmm.
for stuff. Like we had a girl that just finished this spring that had a full year of scholarship, and she still had it, and she asked if she, you know, instead of using her county commissioner scholarship last year, she used that other.
Used her other money.
Yeah, used her other money. And then in, at the end of all of that day, we saved money.
Yeah,
on that
she
day.
Saved us money by doing that.
Well, and I think so, these are the things that need to be, all these scenarios need to be put in there. And you can't put them all in.
Right.
You know, the common sense.
Yeah, but if
but
we
you
can,
need to have some leeway to make some decisions.
Yes.
And that's right. That's like in this case. It's like, okay, so this kid came back and said, okay, I've got, you know, I've got the ability to have this one whole year paid.
Yeah.
Can I defer?
And that was,
and you make that decision.
And that was upstanding of that kid to do that. Because what we wanted to really avoid is providing beer money.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that was very upstanding of that student to do that.
So if it's okay with you guys, I can, what I would like to do is have the time to be able to look at this, and I'll make a report for you to be able to make decisions at the next meeting.
Okay.
And I'll notify these, I've notified everybody that I've received their stuff, but I just want to take another sweep.
And as long as we have the money in the budget for next year, that we put that amount in there.
Right.
You know what that
is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Okay.
You can report on that to us at our next meeting then.
Okay. Because I like I said, the older kids know what the drill is. And I know I've got a couple of kids that are older kids that, sometimes they don't continue school.
Right.
Whatever they've been doing, they're done.
Yeah.
And they don't do it in 4 years. They do it in three, you know, and that kind of thing. So I just want to make sure that we've got everybody and find out why 5 of last year's 10.
Okay. Very good.
Didn't apply.
Okay.
That'll be perfect, Mary. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, let's take a 10-minute break here, and then we'll be here, be ready when Shad gets here or Butch.
Okay. Oh. Phone's been ringing off the hook.
How are things going?
Lots of phone calls, no messages. That's perfect. Maybe they figured out that we were in a meeting.
Yeah.